KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, Hillary Clinton was in town yesterday, and I have a feeling, just a guess, that this would be the first of many visits as we cruise towards 2016.
Yeah, and I think she was welcomed more unanimously than she was the last time she was kind of coming calling, which was when the town was very much divided over her presidential aspirations.
Yeah, and the run up to the 2008 election, she suffered some serious defections, notably David Geffen, who completely attacked her in Maureen Dowd's New York Times column. And, you know, he had been a friend of Bill and Hillary, and he very publicly disparaged them, talked about the ease with which they lie. These words could come back to haunt him because he is now saying that he will support Hillary Clinton this time around. It's possible that some of her potential adversaries in the GOP may point out that no less a figure than David Geffen, who was a hugely important fundraiser for the Democrats last time around, had previously thought she was a liar and now has decided to support her.
No, and the support of Hollywood is very important, not because it really influences the way the rest of the country behaves. In fact, I think there's some argument that some people react in the opposite way of Hollywood. But you talk about the fundraising. Hollywood has the ability, through many rich celebrities and studio executives, to raise millions of dollars for candidates. And candidates who are going to succeed on the national level really need Hollywood's backing because it can be tens of millions of dollars. So I think it's very important for anybody, including Hillary Clinton, to make sure that she has those ties now, not because it will be culturally important, because it will be financially critical.
So she came here to do a fundraiser for Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor in Virginia, and another fundraiser for Oceana, an environmental organization. And Harvey Weinstein of the Weinstein Company was present and, of course, said what was on everybody's mind at this Oceana fundraiser, which is, you know, please run for president. I should also note, aside from David Geffen, another early Obama supporter was Jeffrey Katzenberg, and he has also publicly stated that this time around he will go for Hillary, and he has said that he feels the seasoning she had as Secretary of State has made all the difference. So that's going to be the party line, and Jeffrey Katzenberg is the top Democratic fundraiser in this town at this point, so he is hugely important also to Hillary Clinton if she does decide to run for president.
You're assuming, of course, that Hillary will be the only probable candidate for president. Joe Biden, you may laugh, might run. There are other candidates, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Who knows what the field is going to be? It's very early. There could be somebody just like President Obama who came to the race relatively late last time around who wins over Hollywood's affection. So I don't think it's a done deal yet. The town is going to line up behind Hillary because there may be other people who enter the race.
I would have to disagree. I think some other people will run for name recognition, possibly to generate awareness as a potential vice presidential candidate. There is a question around Hillary in that, you know, she is not in her first youth and she also had a health problem a few months back. But if she decides that those are not concerns for her and she declares that she's going to run, I think this town will be almost entirely united behind her.
I say, let's see what happens.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me Mondays at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.